88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels here, welcoming for a live session over the airwaves of KCSN, the inimitable ZZ Ward. Take it away, ZZ.
Thank you. This is a song called Put the Gun Down. Now put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. Put the gun down, put the gun down. Well, I'ma set fire to the whole damn house. Put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. Oh, Adeline, Adeline Edwards, you don't wanna break my heart. Take this mind.
ZZ Ward live on 88.5 KCSN. You want to take a sip? Go ahead. I'll buy you a little time to take a sip. We're doing this live in the studio together. Why don't you introduce Leith to everybody here, your guitarist?
This is Eric Wall on guitar.
Hi, Eric. Eric is such a trooper that he came right into the studio, strapped on the guitar, and didn't even get to take a potty break. That's a pro, Eric. Eric, you are a pro. What are you going to play for us next season?
This is a song called Till the Casket Drops.
Yes.
It was the coldest night of the year. Snow covered street lamps and Belvedere. The moon was just a sliver. The light was fading. Way, and we were waiting. You asked me. shaking, the bombs are falling. We could have walked away, we had a warning. You asked me how long I'd stay by your side, so I answered with only just one reply. To the casket drops, to my dying day, to my heartbeat stops, to my legs just break. Whoa, 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 to the casket drops. So lay your burden down, babe. Lead me out the door. We can't escape this ricochet metaphor is for. So lay your burden down, baby. Lead me out the door. Can't escape this ricochet metaphor is for. So the casket drops till my dying day. So my heartbeat stops till my legs just break. To the casket drops.
All right, 88.5 KCSN, it's ZZ Ward joining us in the studio live. It's fitting enough that you played that one. That's the title track of the new album.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You were talking to me when Criminal, when the EP came out, I asked you, I said, did you get into a lot of the standard, you know, get out there and set up and let the whole world know the Criminal EP was coming? You said, well, there was a story behind that. It kind of became a favorite of the folks at iTunes, and it was up and off and running.
It was. It just went out really fast. So by the time it was up on iTunes, I was kind of like, okay, well, it's out there. You know, I honestly felt so, I don't get that nervous, but I got so nervous when that went up. I almost felt like I was naked or something. Like, right. I was like, now people are really going to, like, you know, get introduced to this record.
Right.
Yeah.
And now you've had an opportunity, this visit amongst others, to, as we like to say in the biz, properly set up till the casket drops. I asked you when we were speaking before. The last time I saw ZZ was, I think the last time we saw each other was it an 8 a.m. flight flying from South by Southwest or Boulder?
Boulder. From Boulder.
I get the music festivals mixed up. It was flying back from Boulder at 8 a.m. in the morning after you had played, I think, a 1 a.m.
Yeah,
set.
Yeah, 1:30, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was still very friendly and cordial. I'll let you all know.
Thank you. I'm glad that I was.
Yeah, as much as one can be at 4 hours sleep.
Yeah.
You talked to me about how this album now, you feel like you really got it right, that you worked on it. You actually really went back a few times and said, you know what, now it's ready to be released to the world. Talk to us about that experience.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, this record was so important to me. I mean, from the songwriting, and as I said to you, you know, from the songwriting and the bones of this album to going in the studio with producers and working on these songs and then, you know, mixing these songs with Neil Pogue, and then even mastering this record. You know, even at the end, when you master something, it can mess up the entire thing if you don't do it right and you're
right.
Not patient. So, yeah, you know, I think that I know the importance of every step. So,
so the you mentioned sound obviously being very important to you, and one of the things that is very hard for anyone, and I haven't seen any reviewer, or I don't think I've seen any interviewer really be able to encapsulate your sound, because by your own admission, you draw from a number of influences, inspiration, and sources.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're at home with great hip-hop, as you are with great traditional blues and soul singers. Where did your idea of what was going to be ZZ Ward music start to take shape? You've lived in, I think you grew up in PA,
Oregon.
And then Oregon.
Oregon. Well, I was born in PA.
Right.
And then I grew up in Oregon. So
what really helped foster what ZZ Ward thinks is her sound?
You know, it takes time to find out like who you are as a person and find out what your sound is like. But I think that, you know, one day I just had a conversation with Evan Bogart, who's my manager, and I told him, I'm like, I love blues, but I just don't feel like it, you know, it's not what people want to hear these days.
Right.
But, and he was like, you know, don't think about that. Just make music that feels good to you. Just make things, you know, just write these songs the way, you know, the way you want to be heard. That's it. Don't think about the rest
right.
of it. And so I think after that conversation, one of the first songs I wrote for the record was Till the Casket Drops.
Right.
And I had been listening to a lot of Alan Lomax recordings.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, I just sat down and I hit the guitar for a kick and I wrote that song and I just kind of just embraced what I wanted to do.
You scored a lot of points with some of the older members of our audience by calling out an Alan Lomax record. that's good points with some of the upper demo, as we say. You're also a big on the sound side. I think a lot of hip hop music has influenced your idea of sound itself.
Yeah.
Are we going to hear that being expressed in the new album as much
Definitely.
As anything?
Definitely. I mean, I got to work with some of my like favorite, you know, hip hop artists and producers growing up. Pete Rock is on this record. Ali Shaheed Muhammad from Tribe Called Quest. I got to work with him. So, you know, I've always loved hip hop. I think that my album wouldn't be complete for me if it didn't have, you know, the rhythms and beats from hip hop. I just, you know, I love blues. I love singing blues. I love the stories of the blues. But yeah, there had to be, you know, it had to be hip hop on here. I mean, I grew up listening to Jay-Z and Nas, and I would do like hip hop shows in Eugene, Oregon. I'd open up for Bone Thugs and Harmony and Mike Jones when they'd come through. So, you know, it's a big part of my life. It definitely had to be on the record.
Now you've done something that is contrary to what I see happening on a weekly basis here at KCSN. It seems like every week an artist or a group comes in here who's just moved to Oregon. And conversely, you've moved from Oregon to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So how has LA more or less become your home? Was it just you wanted to be here? Was it in making the record you started to become more aligned with the city? Or do you plan on maybe heading back to Oregon at some point?
You know, I'm a country girl at heart. I mean, I think that's the one reason, like, I don't think I could ever move to New York because, like, it's just a different world to me. Like,
yeah.
LA is a huge city, but there's still fields and there's still trees. So, you know, but I mean, I grew up, like, on, like, a 23-acre farm in the middle of nowhere. So where I had a lot of time to be creative, I also didn't have a lot of opportunity to do music.
Right.
So I moved because I needed, a bigger, you know, bigger pond to swim in. I needed
right.
more opportunities. So right. I love LA because I just feel like for what I want to do, for being a recording artist, there's opportunity. So that's why I love the city.
Well, we're glad you stopped by today. Let's talk about some things. The album Till the Casket Drops comes out on
October 16th.
October 16th, and you called that sort of like a birthday for you.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You know, that the day the album comes out, it's going to be like an additional birthday for you. And then you're also going to be playing at the Troubadour.
Yes, on the
18th.
Yeah.
So there's two dates that we will jot down and remember. On the 16th, Till the Casket Drops, and then we are going to get involved with you and support the show at the Troubadour when you play there live on the 18th. And we're glad that you came by, and Eric, you can sigh of relief now. You're going to get to go to the bathroom now. It's ZZ Ward. Thanks for stopping by. 88.5 KCSN.